I'm gonna go ahead and tune this up for that one other song.
Okay.
If you want to see, what are people saying?
Listen to Water Shit on my Walkman. I love that.
Walkman.
That must have been a while back. Hello in the UK. Hello, Eugene. They're going by so fast.
Saying
some people are sitting with their daughters. Caitlin's sitting with her daughters. Been in and out of quarantines with the Army since the start of the pandemic.
Wow.
Jenica, Melinda, hello from Paxton, Mass. 18 inches of snow.
Oh, God.
Wow. Singing along from New Orleans. Thank y'all.
I love snow, but if you had 18 inches and yeah.
Somebody, Susie and her family are having dinner in Michigan listening to us. That's sweet. You guys are better than antidepressants. I see you, Lee. Thomas.
Lee?
She just commented.
Lee T.
Played the wood song for my daughter the other day and she loved it. Thank you, Heather. Y'all are awesome. Well, what do you want to do?
Should we do writers?
Yes.
I was just thinking today that maybe, I don't know, do you want to make a children's record ever?
I mean, I'm not saying no, but I have a special reference for good children's records.
Yeah, it would have to be good.
Like, Elizabeth Mitchell makes such great children's records. We Might Be Giant makes great.
They Might Be Giants?
They Might Be Giants. We Might Be Giants. They Might Be Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many good kids' records.
My wife grew up with Rafi in, in
Rafi.
Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, or someone told us that now All the older people who grew up with Rafi like go to his concerts and just get wasted and sing the old songs and it must be so funny.
That's like an alternate universe or something. That's yes. So funny.
Totally. Oh my gosh.
I've never heard of anybody doing that. Well, somebody was listening from New Orleans, so you can shout out New Orleans on this.
New Orleans, what a place. Magical, dark, mystical. I went to Tulane for 2 years. Y'all probably know that if you've followed us for a while. I do want to say, though, I went out with this guy at Tulane, and his name was Andy Giambarba, and he was a really nice fella. But we went our separate ways, like really. And I started following him. I saw him on Twitter, and he has a very interesting Twitter feed. He says smart and interesting things, and he's up in New England right now. I think he lives maybe in Miami. So if any of y'all know Andy Giambarba, or your kids are listening, tell him I said, hey. That's really wild to just discover somebody on Twitter that you went to school with. And this song is taken from my days at Tulane, and it's also about just trying to keep your spirit going and your creativity and your life, and never giving up. It's just the journey, as they say. Okay, it's called When We Were Writers.